We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Courtney, Kevin, Jen, Tim, Lance has left us for the day and his loss because in studio with us, comedian and friend of the show, Nikki Glaser.
Yay! Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
You're visiting your dog.
Yeah, my dogs.
Dogs.
Yeah, each of them. I've seen one of them. The other I will see after this. I'm taking them to the vet. I gave my dogs away, as you well know.
Because you travel a lot.
Well, and they're burdensome, and life is easier without them, is what I realized.
See, your parents are watching one of them.
If you have dogs, let me just say, you're judging me right now. How did this girl give away her dogs? I had these dogs, and I thought the same thing about people who gave their dogs to their parents, you know, when they became too much trouble. And then I did it, and I'm like, I get it. I get it, and life is so great without having the burden.
Oh my God! There's nothing better, Nikki.
My life back.
but when you walk into your home and you get that greeting and all that love, it's just a wonderful thing.
I miss it, and then you kind of go, "Oh, I like that," and then you just move on with your day.
And then you travel.
You don't have to walk anything.
You're also in New York, so it's different.
I love it. This all was precipitated because I moved to New York. When I had a life in Los Angeles with two dogs, I had a yard. I would just let them out. They'd go. I had dog walkers come over. I would walk them. And I was living on a ground floor. Then I moved to New York in the middle of the winter and to a four floor walk up, four floors, which you don't think is a big deal. That fourth floor, three would be, I probably could still have the dogs. But that extra fourth one, you're just like, are you kidding me? And you start doing that, you know, four times a day, every time they need to go out to the bathroom.
Right.
And I just started like being like, when are they going to die? How much longer do I have with these? What are their lifespans? I'm Googling dog lifespan. And that used to be my biggest fear was them dying.
Yes,
and then it became my biggest fantasy was like, I thought about it all the time. I'm like, TikTok, guys.
And so tonight you're doing a show for animals.
For animals. This is the ironic part, everyone, is that I love animals so much. My dogs changed me deeply. Like, I got dogs and they opened my heart in a way I didn't know an animal could. And they forever changed me, but they are a lot of work, and especially in New York. And I'm busy and they have better lives now.
They're happier.
They're in St. Louis. They have yards and I come back to visit and my dog Luigi is a little bit like, I don't know. I just, for the first couple times I came back to visit, I gave them away in June.
Mm-hmm.
And the day I gave them away was to my mom was a lot. There were a lot of tears because she didn't want them. And they gladly took them. And then I visit a couple months later, and they're excited to see me. It's like a good reunion.
Really?
I'm like, oh my God, they remember me. Like, I'm their true mom. Come Christmas time, though, like my one Louis, my OG, my first dog I got, we traveled the country together for a year.
You would bring him on stage with you?
Yeah, I mean, he was there. He was in the green room with me. He was my road companion, and he's so mad at me now. He's just like, Mom, you gave me away. It's like I sent him off to boarding school, and now he's smoking. I'm like, where did you pick that up? He's hanging. He just wants to be with his friends all the time. He's like, I hate you, Mom. Slamming doors. It really does feel like I have a little angsty teen that resents me leaving him, and he should.
How are your parents with the dogs? Did they love?
Oh, they love them.
Yeah.
You know, it's that classic thing of like, we can't handle this, Nick. And now I'm like, hey, if I ever wanted that dog back, can I have her? And they're like, no, she's ours now. And so, but my other dog, Luigi, I think
Judge Judy,
I might get him back.
Judge Judy would never let you get them back.
Oh, she wouldn't?
No, she's big on animal rights.
Yep. Yeah.
And if somebody has had the dog for like a year, you gave them up, mm-hmm. she'd be like, nope.
Okay, so I have till June 14th to get Libby T. In Judge Judy terms.
Yes.
The clock is ticking. That's right. 1 year. Okay, that's good to know because I'm also about animal rights, and if... It's not nice to shuttle them about and give the and have to have them readjust, and so
they're better off.
I want them to be happy, but I also want to be happy.
Will you ever get another animal?
Yes, and when I do, I will be sure that I will listen. I have enough money now. I'm at a point in my life where I can get people to take care of them.
Yes.
Just as I would if I had a kid, I would have nannies raise the kid. The kid would know many different languages, and
we'd be better off for
exactly.
it.
And I would show that kid the love that I could give it. But I know that as I'm just not ready to be a full time parent, and I don't know how people do it, and I'm like so in awe of it. But definitely have my kids would be raised.
Yeah, I watch Jen and Kevin, and I'm like. I'm just going to go home and celebrate napping day.
Yeah. I love napping. That's the reason I cite.
I love napping. And yesterday was National Napping Day, Nikki.
Was it?
Oh, I celebrated.
Can't give that
I celebrated hard yesterday.
Oh, man. I went real hard yesterday.
I'm so glad you did, too.
Oh, yeah. I did.
I couldn't stop.
Oh, would you watch a show to make yourself go to sleep?
No, I listen to ASMR.
Okay.
What do you watch?
This is what we were talking about.
Yeah. My new one is 2.5 Men. Because it's on 24 hours. It used to be Law and Order.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people do Law and Order.
Because it's dark.
I think you're good with 2.5 Men. You're not going to like... You're not going to...
It's perfect.
Your energy isn't going to spike at any point from laughing.
It's perfect.
Yeah. You aren't going... Yeah, it is perfect. It's just like, it's safe.
It is safe.
I haven't watched the show, so I don't know if it's funny or not. It's just easy to say it's not funny.
Well, they had some rough times.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean... Yeah, the lead did.
But you
too.
Listen to apps.
I listen to ASMR, which is like these. It's a brain. It's so hard to explain. Okay, if you have it, you know it. It's a feeling you get when like someone's talking to you softly or like crinkling paper. Like there's a lot of different triggers for it, but it makes you like numb out. It's called like they call it a brain orgasm, but it's not sexual. It just feels great. It just feels
like somebody's massaging your brain.
That Michelob Ultra commercial with Zoe Kravitz, the Super Bowl commercial, where she.
It bothered me.
Yeah, that's what this is, though.
Well, that bothered
me. People like it.
People, if you have it, you've been getting it since you were a kid, this feeling. I never knew how to describe the feeling, but it would just happen to me when, like, a teacher was, like, reading a book softly, or a mother came in to help us with our math homework, and her bracelets were, like, jingling on the desk, and she's like, well, you carry the 3, and then you quit. And I would just be like, I can't hear anything you're saying, because I'm numbing out. And it was the best feeling, and I didn't know how to, like...
Never heard of it.
Wow. Yeah, so you don't have it. So it's like a superpower. It's the best. I'm so grateful that I have it. Like, I think about 10% of people around that have it. And if you have it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you can trigger it now, which I didn't know, but now they make videos that you can...
Wow.
It's like pornography for this feeling that you can just elicit this feeling out of you.
It's crazy.
And I've overused it, so I, like, don't even get the feeling anymore. Like, I do.
It's like
breaks.
Drugs.
It really is. It's exactly like it. So I have to kind of... it still feels good. Like, I listen to it because it's soothing, but I don't get, like, the brain tingles anymore. But that's what I watch to nap. Or I listen to White Noise.
Well, Lance Hildebrand, Lance on the show has done the traffic for years. We think he'd be a perfect, you know, Matthew McConaughey has a new... Yeah.
Have you heard the McConaughey one yet?
No.
It's him doing running a meditation.
Take listen. Here it is.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and
this
tonight I'll be reading
meditation.
A special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin,
this is what I would
as you settle
this
in under covers with your head.
That's a combo that I sometimes throw.
I'd be like, what made him do this? Is he getting paid more or less?
Fool's gold on
commercials.
Yeah.
I think it's someone who listens to a meditation app, like the one that I listen to. You know, I like his voice, and someone probably heard Matthew's voice, like we hear Lance's voice. Yeah. Is that you would be
it's
great?
It's distracting, yeah. I think.
Right. It is distracting. I agree with you.
Because you know it's Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
And
but I know why he's doing it, because I'm doing the same kind of thing, I'll do anything.
Right.
Because you just need to get your voice and your name out there to exist in this business. And he's taking every chance he gets.
Yeah, he's doing everything.
We're talking about him.
But you can overdo it, and McConaughey is probably bordering on that, don't you think?
Maybe.
No.
We all like it. Well, come on.
He's creeping people out in those Buick commercials.
All right, Nikki, you're going to hang out for a while, right?
Yeah.
And I would say go see her tonight at the Funny Bone, but unfortunately, tickets sold out. But you can support the two rescues.
Yes.
Open Door Sanctuary.
Nope. Stray Rescue. St. Louis and 5 Acres Animal Shelter.
5 Acres Animal Shelter. That's the one I keep forgetting.
They're both no-kill shelters here, which is a big deal. And you guys should support them. And
guess who's killing tonight? Me and Tim. That's only killing that's going to happen.
Nikki's going to hang out with us. She'll be back with us in about 20 minutes on Y98.
Live from the Brown and Crouppen Studio.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show with our special guest, comedian Nikki Glaser. Yeah.
Great to be here, guys.
Great to have you.
So fun.
Love St. Louis weather. Isn't it great?
It was nice yesterday.
Yesterday was pretty nice.
It got good. Yeah. It got good out there.
I know. We're all ready for spring.
Back. Oh, my God. I'm dying for it.
It's been the worst winter. And you haven't even been here, but you traveled.
I was in New York, and we had the same, like, unrelenting, where it was just like, when is this going to give? Where you just can't take it anymore. Yeah. And everyone has, like, that seasonal affect disorder. You're just, like, mopey.
I'm in a dark place right now.
I know. That's why we're napping all day.
I know.
If you're napping all day out there, listen, we all are. It's the weather. It's not you.
But we're supposed to be, like, 70 here tomorrow. But rain in the forecast.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're going to be at the Funny Bone tonight. Yeah. Sadly, it's sold out. I mean, not sadly for you.
No, it's good for the animals.
But. Yes.
But sadly, if you're listening and you don't have tickets, like, you can't see
What
me.
A fun show. And Tim is going to be up on stage with you,
too? Yeah, Tim is going to be... You're opening, Tim, or what are you going to do?
We'll
figure it out. Tim's going to be doing some comedy. I can't wait to see it. I love Tim. Tim's so funny.
We have some Dancing with the Stars super fans who came in to talk to you off the air.
Oh, great.
And, by the way, there was a list that came
like
up.
During this. Yeah.
We were talking about Dancing with the Stars because Nikki was on last season.
Day long.
Okay, listen.
About my stint. If you don't know, if you're listening, you don't know, I was on Dancing with the Stars and I got first voted off. And it's actually the opposite of first. I got 13th. I did the worst you can do on a show. Let me just say, I signed up for the show thinking... I literally said this in interviews leading up to the show, you know, the first show in which I was voted off first as soon as they could get me off. So leading up to the show, I did a bunch of interviews where I go, they're like, what are your goals? Like, and I'm like, I'm a bad dancer. I'm not going to win. I'm not even going to get close to winning. You know what? I will have won if I'm just not first voted off. That's the only thing I want to achieve. And I want to fall in love with my dance partner. But
so you lost, but you lost on your own terms.
I learned that sometimes you do something that's really scary and you're like, you know what? What's the worst that's going to happen? That's not going to happen. Well, sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. I remember them saying my name when I got eliminated. I was like, I can't believe the worst thing that could have happened to happen. And it's happening live on TV right now. And it's humiliating in the moment, but then you get over it.
Now you have, like,
I don't know when that's going to happen, but apparently you do get over it.
You're on material for years.
Yeah, right. I really do. I have a lot. I have a lot of material on it now.
Yeah. ABC was like, we're going to help you with your act here.
That's essentially what they did. And I think they knew that. They're like, we need to get her off sooner. Because she is just, like, taking notes.
Let's talk about the romance that happens, because there's a big list of all the people that have hooked up from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. People magazine. I'm not kidding you. I genuinely, when I got a call from the producer of, like, what do you want to achieve this season? I was like, what do you want in a partner? I was like, I want someone who's, like, emotionally available, you know, like, who's going to be okay when I cry and isn't going to, like, shame me for it, because I don't handle
that
well.
You don't want a mean person.
And I will be crying a lot. This is going to be very difficult. I want someone very understanding and knowing that I'm like, I have no experience and I'd like to maybe fall in love with my dance partner because I hear it happens and I'm willing to have a reality show romance. Like, let me have one. And they gave me a cold Russian, so not emotionally available, who I did not have a relationship with because he was married and he wouldn't. And so that's a joke. But he was married. I was like, what did you guys do? But it was still really fun. It was fun, but it was
What was your question?
the romances. 16, so many romances.
Right.
Okay, 16
couples.
Oh, and
there's more than that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, right. These are only the public ones that we know about.
Let me just say, you cannot dance that much with someone and not develop feelings. It is impossible. I don't care who you are, who you're in love with on the other side. You can't be that you can't be forced to hug someone for 6 hours a day,
yes,
essentially.
I agree.
And not develop some kind of feelings. So whatever this list is, add like double it.
Okay. One of the couples on this list actually was from last season.
Yeah.
Alexis Wren and Alan Bernstein.
Yes. Those two, we saw it from day one. The cocktail party where we all got to know each other. The whole rumor was like, Alan just loves Alexis. He is just going after her hard, and he was following her around like a little puppy. We were all like filming it. It was just so funny. They were at the end of the table. We kept doing the Instagram zoom in where it's like, ding, 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 ding. You know, and, like, just wistfully looking at her across the table.
Are they still together?
No. So then over the season, she had a boyfriend too.
Oh.
And but they were just like a cute, you could just tell he was like had a crush on her. And then she kind of started, you sense that, oh, something was going on. Then I got kicked off the show and I lost interest. When I checked back in 6 episodes later, they're making out at a farm, like during one of the packages that plays before. They're suddenly
really?
I go, no. When did this happen? I'm texting everyone at the show, like, they're together now. Where's her boyfriend? And they got together. Yeah, that was a real thing that happened. Alexis is a friend of mine. Alan is a friend of mine. And let me tell you, it was a real relationship. It wasn't a for TV thing. It wasn't, you know, it happens because it really,
yes,
of the TV show.
Yes.
Right.
There's no
you're
doubt about
so
it.
You're spending so much time together.
It's
you're
like
so
The Bachelor.
Close.
It is more, you're set up to fall in love more than you are on The Bachelor. Those ladies are just in a house by themselves.
Like the occasional dates, yeah.
Yeah, they're more likely to fall in love with themselves.
Yes,
they're spending so much time with each other. You know? But on Dancing with the Stars, it is just, it's a foregone conclusion that you're going to have a slight crush on your dance partner. It really is. And so that was a real thing, and now they're not together anymore.
Well, and you know, you talk about not being able to dance when you went on that show, but I have to say, I didn't realize what a beautiful singing voice you had.
I didn't either. this is news to me.
Well, no, you did. You put an Instagram post up, and you sang Shallow, and
yeah,
you sounded great.
Yeah, I can do a good. Here's the thing, I can do it when I do an impression of a good singer, then I'm a good singer because I'm just nailing what they sound like. Yeah, I'm mimicking. But when I do my own thing, people are like, we don't need any more of that. You know, when I'm just like doing my own
singing. A Nicki original?
Voice. Yeah, but if I do like, tell me something, boy, aren't you tired of being so hard? Like, it's so easy to do an impression. But yeah, I did, I sang a version of Shallow on my Instagram that I want to share with you that is just a problem I had with the movie that a couple other people said they also had the same issue. So I sang my problem with the movie
to the tune
from her perspective, and then it kind of switches to my perspective. You'll see it.
Boy,
tell me something, boy.
Don't you think it's kind of weird that you took one verse that I shared with you in a parking lot in confidence, and then you went and wrote an entire song without my permission. And then you pulled me on stage one night, and somehow I knew all the words of the song that I didn't write. That was a plot hole I can't get over.
Okay, and then I gave up before it got too high.
Yeah, I feel like the music in the movie was good, but mm-hmm. other than that, like, I walked out with a bunch. I went to see it with a bunch of people, and everyone's like, yeah, oh, it was so great. And I was like, it was okay. Like, I liked the songs.
Yes.
I appreciated all of the original
yeah.
songs, but I could have just watched them sing and not have a terrible plot.
Yeah, I agree with the plot. I was not, I think it tells you something about yourself, and if you reacted really emotionally to that, you're going through something. Like, you're really raw, because I felt manipulated by it.
Mm.
And also, I didn't know that, like, that's the plot of the movie that has been
for years.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know that ending was coming.
This is the first version, and I came in and told Courtney, and she's like, yeah, that happened in the last one.
Yeah,
like, oh, heads up. up. Someone could have told me. Trigger warning going into that one.
There were a lot of there was a lot of foreshadowing that it was going to happen. It was just heavy-handed.
Yes. Yeah.
I felt another problem I had with it was like she goes, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm not doing this anymore. You're a drunk, and she's pushing his face, and she's like, she's over it. Then he goes, and he literally wakes up in on the street because he's so drunk the night before. Dave Chappelle pulls him up, remember?
Yeah.
He wakes up, and then she comes to get him that same day that he has woken up in his own vomit, probably, on the side of the road. And then she comes to, and she goes, like, I forgive you. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, right.
Nothing. Yeah. And then he goes and gets a guitar string and makes a ring, and then she's getting married to this guy that nothing's changed. Like, it just was not a good moment for, like, women, I don't think, in that movie, where it was just like she just needed some time to what, let him be worse,
yeah,
and then realize that she still needs him.
But she got to be a star.
I know, that's the other thing. It's she got to be a star. That, and then it was like, why, who is this woman that she's parodying, like this pop star? Is that Lady
it's
Gaga?
Her? It looked like it was her career.
How is this poor woman, who, first of all, has been told, I've been told my whole life I'm ugly, that I shouldn't sing, and no one appreciates me. It's like, who has told you you're ugly? You have a supportive dad. All of his buddies that hang out at the house seem to love you. It's like, who is this person that keeps telling you you're terrible? Because I think you invented them. And by the way, you're not ugly. And he goes, why don't you write your own songs? And she goes, because I'm ugly. And it's like, that's not an answer to that question. Ugly people write songs all the time. Maybe it's an answer to why you don't sing them out, like, out and about or whatever. But she also wasn't ugly. She had so much work done on her face. I'm like, where is this girl who waitresses for a living getting these injections, like, right, on the side? Like, that was a problem. As someone who has had injections in my face, I can see it. I know it when I see it. And that was a little, it concerned me.
Well, at least she didn't just take off her glasses and she was gorgeous. Right.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. That's, or like, just, yeah,
her,
the she's all that.
Yes.
Kiss me. You walk slow motion down some stairs and suddenly it's like, whoa.
Well, listen, we are so happy that you stopped by today.
So,
and
fun.
If people want to follow you on social.
Yeah, Nikki Glaser, NikkiGlaser. I'm going to come back to St. Louis at some point, and I want to sell out the pageant, and I won't do it until I can sell out the pageant, and I need enough St. Louis fans to make that happen, because, you know, you don't go home unless you go big.
Yeah, you're right.
And so I do these charity shows when I get back, but when I come back and I, like, really do a big theater show, I hope St. Louis comes out, because I grew up here, I love it here, went to Kirkwood High School, and yeah, so follow me on there, and I'll update you when I come back in town for, like, a big, big show, or any charity shows that I come back for.
Nikki Glaser on Y98.
The music you hear on Y98 is delivered to you by Schnucks. Find 15 delicious and nutritious recipes for kids in the new Simply Schnucks magazine. Pick one up for free at Schnucks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.